FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An economist warns that South African metros will continue to struggle with the current government funding model and lack investments. A study recently revealed the country's metros have performed poorly economically in the last decade. Researchers found that infrastructure neglect, lack of investment in water and sanitation systems, and electricity played a major role in the economic performance. Independent economist Duma Qobule agrees with the researchers, saying municipalities can't keep up with maintenance due to how they are funded.
And when the funding model came out in the late 90s, there was an assumption that metros could self-finance, you know, up to 90% of their spending requirements. And what has happened now, I think now the government grants are about 27%, but it's still inadequate for metros to fund themselves. So there's a fundamental budget crisis in metros.
And AmaZulu King Mrs. Zulu Kazwelithini has called for the immediate dismissal of the suspended Ingonyama Trust Board members. It's alleged there is ongoing tensions between the Zulu monarch and the board. The Ingonyama Trust controls 2.8 million hectares of communal land in KZN. Speaking during an imbizo in Kwanongoma yesterday, MEC for COGTA Thulasizwe Buthelezi says the board was working against the king in the first place.
Under the current board, the land of the king and traditional leaders is in danger. We need a new board that will not undermine or disrespect the king like the current board. We thought the minister would do anything about the situation, but he has not done a thing.
Moving abroad, a new trial's been rejected for two brothers whose murder of their parents featured in a Netflix drama. Lal and Eric Menendez are serving life sentences without parole after shooting Yose and Kitty Menendez at their Beverly Hills home in 1989. The LA County District Attorney says a decision's not yet been made on a resentencing bid that could lead to their release. And Hamas has started to hand over six more Israeli hostages to the Red Cross. Around 600 Palestinian prisoners are also due to be freed today as the shaky ceasefire in Gaza holds. Former Israeli hostage negotiator Gershon Baskin says neither side can trust each other.
We don't actually know how we're going to get to phase two. The Israelis have begun talking about an extended phase one. In my assessment, Hamas will not agree to that. And the question is, will this deal break down and we will see a renewal of the fighting take place in Gaza?
The clip is courtesy of Sky News. A recap of our lead story. An economist warns that South African metros will continue to struggle with the current government funding model and lack of investments. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunokuhle Malinga.